question, anything to talk?
Where have you been in India?
In many places in the south of India, and sometimes in Calcutta.
Okay,
nice. But, yeah.
And the accessibility wasn't very good to travel around.
Yeah, it's quite difficult.
Especially in Calcutta.
In Calcutta, yeah, not much, but it's difficult. Yeah, but Aruville should be very easy, but it's not that easy.
Yeah,
that's true. This is a pity.
At least you have people helping you and being supportive.
Yeah, everywhere there are people helping, yeah. But it's not the same if you can, if you have the chance to make what you want.
Because you know, if you are free to go at everywhere at any moment, give you a dignity to as a human being, no,
yeah.
Not a person that you carry here like this, no.
Yeah.
So you feel a human being like the others.
Yeah.
So you don't feel that you are different. That means the accessibility. So we are all the same, no. So the accessibility create you know an inclusive society that where and. Everybody is included, not to keep aside, no? And Auroville, you know, when Auroville started long ago, you know, the first thing that I was here, and then so the first thing, of course, was to plant many trees, no? To create water, to create green, because it was a desert, no? So, and then the Aurovinians at the time were very strong, very young. Now they are getting older. The ones are still here, and some maybe have some problems. And so now it's time to face this subject, that almost in every country now is compulsory, and also in India there are accessible laws, but India is so vast, so, you know, it's very difficult to make aware, no, people. And so, but out of it, as it's a human unit, I think that has to be one of the priorities in out of it. Yes.
What was one of the most accessible places that you traveled to? That was the easiest to get around?
There are... okay, my experience, I was to... is only an example, but in Puta Party, in Andhra Pradesh, this is... quite good because it's all flat and blah blah blah.
There are
there is some stuff, but there are many many Indian people that they love to help. They are very. Helpful and very kind, so it's okay. It's okay.
For the part with the stairs, you know, in Solar Kitchen, most small stairs you put a ramp in on, no? For wheelchairs or other people who have troubles going upstairs. But in Solar Kitchen, it's high elevation, no? So you need an elevator. Are there any more eco-friendly ways except an elevator to go up?
No, there are options. There are certain options that it can be done. You know, years ago, in 2009 and 2011, I organized two workshops with this organization from Delhi. We did a assess audit in almost all the most important places in Auroville. Solar Kitchen included, and then we gave the suggestion how to change, you know. There are sometimes the changes are very, very easy, and then very, very easy, not very costly. It's just, it's a kind of mental thinking, no? Mental way of thinking another way. So just to include in our mind this. So when it's included, so it's come spontaneously. In many places, the you know to Never change mind. The barrier in accessibility is very easy. Just the goodwill. Life Education Center is an example because they make also a ramp inside. Because there was a three step, he couldn't enter in the main hall, and so while they were making the bridge, they make also the ramp inside. Now a Life Education Center is completely accessible. There is accessible toilet, there is a ramp, and there is a bridge going inside to enter to the Life Education Center complex. So it's very easy now. Everybody can enter. It's just a way of thinking. If you pull down the mental barrier, so after the things are coming very, very easy.
But like solar kitchen is pretty steep, so yeah. What would you do?
We gave also the suggestion in Matrimandi, there is like a box with a handle. Yes. And then this box coming, the ramp is coming out, and so the person come inside, and then after you lift at the level, then when the staircase is going to finish. So it's no electricity, it's very ecological, you know. Yeah. You know, it's very, very easy. It's not so complicated.
And it works without electricity.
And then work without electricity. There is this. It's very common in many countries.
In town hall, it's accessible.
Town hall is not completely accessible. The ramp is not very well done. It's too steep, and then at the end there is no entrance and both sides, so you can go astray. He needs help going up. He can't do it on his own because it's too steep. You know there are universal design. For universal, you know, accessibility. This universal design, you have to respect this the size of the ramp, because if the ramp is like this, nobody can. Also for us that we can walk. So the ramp has to be done with a certain size, certain width, and this and that. And also it's very dangerous. In fact, I met already people from L'Avenir, and maybe sooner or later we'll do something. And then the toilet in the town hall are partially accessible because there are no grab in the toilet, and the toilet is too low. The toilet is to the level of the wheelchair, otherwise it can fall down. No, and then also it needs a grab. No, and the grab has to be at certain level. So it's partially, but it's okay, it's something, and also the slope outside is too steep. So many things, but something is going to change. There is a goodwill, you know, in some people, and then maybe let's start. So we start little by little.
Have you been to any other countries than India?
Recently in Thailand, it was a surprising experience for me because compared to India, it was very easy and very...
Thailand was?
Thailand.
Yeah. Thailand. Very easy and very other things. So it was a good surprise. Not too much other experience. But for the place in the upper to the solar kitchen, it's simple. You can move the terrace from there in the ground floor.
Also because it was not supposed to be to create a cafe on the terrace. It was just a terrace. Mm-hmm. It's not safe because the wall is very low. There are many things are not working properly. Also, next to the accessibility, there is also safety. Safety and accessibility going together. Now, you know, for example, in town hall, there were a balcony without a handrail, so someone can fall down. And so it's also, there is something that we have to keep in mind.
And where have you been living? Where do you live?
In Orville.
In Orville?
No, he's staying in Mitra guest house.
No, I think she asked me
where in Italy, near Milan. No, it's Bertotto. It's a city near Milan.
And it's easier there?
For many things it's more easy because I live in a small town and all is quiet and black. Easy. But yeah, sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes too easy.
Sometimes too easy.
Why too easy?
Richard.
No, he's joking. He likes joking.
Yeah. It's very inspiring to see a person like you always with hope and a smile. And yeah. And we always whine about our lives. But we should have the same spirit as you.
Yeah, but this is a
So are all the buses in India that small venture, or is it just the Orville buses? All the buses?
Almost. Now they are starting having accessible buses.
So if you can't take in the wheelchair, you have to go around Pondi and places without?
Now, for example, I try to push all the transport service, next buses, to buy next buses with the entrance at least 19 centimeters. The entrance has to be at least 19 centimeters in order to allow a wheelchair to enter, and also people with crutches. Also, and then after buying the bus with this kind of entrance, we have to change in accessibility to make a ramp, and so can be electrical one, also manual. Depends here, maybe it's better manual because you know the road is not always the same, and so it will come because you know the future buses have to be accessible.
In Italy, how do you move around? Like with the wheelchair also, or like when you're going a little bit further, like are the buses easy to access and the metro and everything?
Actually, where I live, I'm not living in the city, so I cannot have buses, metro, blah. But I discovered from 1 year ago, I can take a train and move with an accessible train for also for long distance. But yeah, but the more easy way to do is to ask someone to take me somewhere in the car. Yeah, in Italy we don't have the show.
Is a rickshaw an easy way to go around?
Yeah. For me, yes, because I can fold my wheelchair. I can attach the rickshaw and jump up.
So have you been to Mathura Mandir yet?
I've been last year.
You know, Mathura Mandir is very difficult. And so probably discouraged to some people. And last time it was quite good, no? Yeah. But yeah. He has to be always carried.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is, you know, this is why Mathura Mandir is not accessible at all, because there are no accessible toilets. To go to the lotus pond is like this. We gave the how to make a little more safe for everyone, because if one can roll like a stone, very easy. And then inside, like him, he has to carry up.
Yeah.
And then it's not very, very, very nice.
But he didn't manage to...
Because, you know, he has to book maybe 1 month before, 15 days before, and maybe that day when he book, maybe he has a diarrhea, he can't go up, for example. No, you know, this is just an example. These places, I don't know, has to be more accessible.
Yeah.
I know some people who was in the wheelchair waiting not so long ago, and then they make him waiting for a long time, and he has to go to the toilet, so he has to go away.
Yeah.
Because the toilets are not accessible at all, also for us, almost. Yeah, and so we see, we give time, we have to be patient. We come.
There are toilets at Montmandir?
Sorry? There are toilets, yes, at the entrance, on the left side. Very narrow, and then also for us it's not very, very comfortable to go. And very far from the chamber. I used to work in the Matrimandi, I said to run the pastor to go to the toilet, come back, because the other person was all alone in the chamber. And then I fell down many times because when running. And then we asked many times, so not just me, but other people working, we asked to have a toilet a little closer to the chamber. But anyway, it was. Yeah.
What brought you to Aurobindo, or to India in the first place? What made you want to come? What brought you to India? What made you interested in coming here?
Oh, coming many things. I like to study spirituality and philosophy of India. This is the main reason, but there are many others.
He likes study Sanskrit. He's a student.
Also for the hot. So.
Yeah.
For the hot, because in Italy it's too cold, he cannot face the cold.
So you like the heat better than the cold?
Yeah, now it's too much.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the cold for a person who can't walk, it's very heavy. It's heavier than for us, because you can't move, you can't, you know, the blood circulation is little, no, it's not working normally. So you feel cold more than others. Yeah. And also you feel also the hot more than others, because you can't have a shower as much, as many times you want.
Very light.
Okay. One last question.
You think we need a ramp in our school?
Yeah, why not? It's possible to make a ramp. Or at least a salvo scale. There is a chair that you connect with the rail and then go up. Like in Surguru, they all Surguru. Yeah. Maybe in the future, and also maybe to make ramp also where there are many steps. I've never seen so many steps like in Auroville in my life. There are steps everywhere. And so also maybe where there is the place where you eat, so maybe to make, it's very easy, no? Also, there are also portable ramp that you can use when you need, and then you close and you keep aside. And we can also make in Auroville, it's very easy.
Like a wood ramp, you just put it over the stairs.
No, the staircase to make a ramp is a quite you know, it takes a lot of space to make a smoothie, and then according to the size, but you can use the salvo scale. It's a chair that go up on the steps.
What would you recommend, like using it for the stairs that we have here?
Yeah, a salvo scale would be great because it's always straight, so. It's very easy. Yeah, the salvo scale is made in Italy, but now also in India.
And one last question. Are there any places in Orville that it's not possible to make them accessible?
Like, to make not to make accessible?
Like there's no options to make them accessible?
No, there. I don't think so. There are no places. If you want, you can create accessibility. It's always a mental way of, you know.
Yeah.
You can create a system. There is, if there is a good will, there are, everything is possible. And the most accessible place, if you want to go and see, is Savitri Bhavan. Savitri Bhavan is the example of the accessibility. Also, the platform lift is really nice, and also the route to go inside, and the accessible toilet, and so. is everything fine there. So you can reach all the places in Savitribala very easy. So I recommend also always to architect everyone to go and see, because it's a good example there. Yeah.
Thank you.